Chapter 1, Fasting and Praying. When I received salvation, the lady responsible for bringing me to the Lord advised me to go on a 3-day and 3-night fast, which consisted of 0 water and 0 food. I thought to myself, I will die. Since I had no previous experience with the Lord or fasting, I had to ask the question, would I die? During that time, I had a very strenuous job, driving a forklift and lifting heavy materials, so I asked the lady if this would make it hard for me to fast. She told me that the Lord would take me through it. I went on the fast, and it was the hardest thing I had ever done, but the Lord did take me through it. Shortly after, she told me that I needed to join a church, so she took me to a church. There was a prophet at that service. Remember, fasting as well as prophets and the Holy Ghost were all new to me, having been a person of the world with a background of drugs and alcohol. The prophet didn't even know me, but suddenly he called me out saying, "Young lady, the Lord wants you to go on a 3-day fast. Of course, I didn't want to hear that, so I replied, "I just came off one last week." "The Lord said to go on a 3-day fast, so go on another one," he answered. Filled with fear of the Lord and excitement about the change in my life, from hate to happiness and from bondage to freedom, I quickly agreed with him. I went back on another 3-day and 3-night fast, totally dry, no food, no water. I was really surprised that this fast was considerably easier than the first one had been, and I found praying was easier while fasting. I said, this fasting and prayer is quite enjoyable, Lord. I'm going to go on a 3-day fast each month just to say thank you for saving me. The next month came and I went on my 3-day fast. In the midst of praying, a nice, peaceful voice spoke to me and said to fast 3 days out of a week. So I did for about a year. Then after a year, a voice spoke to me saying, "Now, go on a 40-day and 40-night fast. I said, "Lord, if this is you, please fix it so I won't have to communicate with my coworkers while I'm on the fast. Put me in a new place with people I don't know." And he did. I was transferred the following week to another building for 90 days, hanging up bin strips and inventory. It was light and easy work. Boy, was I glad. I went on a 40-day and 40-night fast, drinking only water, nothing else, just water. And the Lord took me completely through it. Praying was wonderful. There was so much joy. My soul felt like it wanted to burst out of my body and just go on with Jesus. I'm testifying about this series of fasts because the more I fasted, the more God began to show me things in myself that I didn't like, such as anger, hurt, and bitterness. The more I fasted, the more I began to see the real Ruthie. It wasn't a pleasant sight. I spoke to a few Christians about this and asked them what I should do. They tried to make me think that it was all in my mind. This response made me very angry. I assured them that it had nothing to do with my mind. So I began to seek the Lord diligently. "Lord, how can I get rid of these things? I don't want to be like this. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." Romans 7:15-18. After 4.5 years of fasting and praying for the answer, I noticed that the anointing upon me began to grow stronger and stronger. In 2 Corinthians 1:21, we find that Christians are anointed with the Holy Spirit by God. So the Holy Spirit was getting stronger in my life. As I prayed for people, they would get healed. Miracles would happen in people's lives. But still, I had these ugly things in me, in my flesh, the anger, hurt, and bitterness. Then I ran across a book entitled Pigs in the Parlor by Frank and Ida Mae Hammond, which opened my eyes. I said, "Lord, this is my answer." In this book, the authors explain that demons come in groups. For instance, hate, bitterness, and anger belong in one group. Lust and perverted spirits belong in another, separate group. I came to the understanding that if you're exhibiting one of these demonic personalities, then the others in that group are probably also present. I began seeking God for revelation knowledge on a system to get these spirits out of me. As I continued to fast and pray, the Lord directed me to renounce them, to curse the root, to uproot them, and command them to leave and to return to their own kind, in the name of Jesus. Every time I fasted, I would drive one group out of my flesh through the power of Christ. I began to feel lighter, brighter, and freer, and I noticed that I was beginning to really enjoy fasting. "Hey, Lord, this is good," I prayed. Fasting got even easier as time went on, and my heavenly language began to flow into deeper intercession and travailing. Travailing in prayer is intense pain and agony, much like a woman suffering the pains of childbirth. The Lord Jesus showed me that deep travailing has the effect of a nuclear bomb on the devil, whereas intercession is like shooting bullets at him. Either way, my fasting was having a tremendous effect. I began to realize that we are trees of righteousness planted by the rivers of water, and that anger, envy, and the like were dead branches that needed to be pruned from the tree. The more I allowed the Spirit of God to prune me, the more Christ came into me and began to operate in those areas. "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit." John 15:2. When anger left, peace came. When envy left, love came. I became more fruitful. The more Christ came in, the more my flesh died. Then it became easier to be obedient. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. I'd like to emphasize that fasting and prayer bring submissiveness along with strength. The combination of the two, fasting and prayer, reveals the true condition of your heart, which is good and necessary. It's good because it allows an individual to see which spirits may be operating against them and through them. And it's necessary because these spirits need to go if we really want to be used greatly by God. If not, Satan will use these weaknesses against us at our weakest moment and will become our own worst enemy. Neither give place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. This scripture commands us not to give the devil any ground in our lives or a foothold in our soul. If we become aware of these evil spirits working against us, it is our duty to take authority over them in the name of Jesus and get rid of them by fasting and praying. Know you not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. 1 Corinthians 5:6-7. The Bible gives us many examples in the Old and New Testament to further illustrate this point. One case in point is the destruction of Samson, one of the mightiest men in the Bible. Samson's unbridled lust for Delilah caused him to betray the Lord and reveal to her the secret of his source of strength. How different Samson's life would have been if he had lived a consecrated life of fasting and prayer. In the New Testament, Peter lied and denied Christ 3 times after Christ's arrest. Yet hours before, he had sworn in Matthew 26:33, "Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." Jesus answered him in the next verse with, "Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." Scripture tells us that Peter wept bitterly after committing his misdeed. He had a weakness or flaw in his character that he was unaware of. But the Lord knew it was there, and he knows what's in us also. Fasting and prayer will reveal these weaknesses in us and help us to get rid of them. I can't say enough about fasting and prayer and its importance in my Christian life. Fasting and prayer helped guide me through many extremely difficult moments in my life. Fasting made it easier for me to go through trials, as well as being able to glorify God in the trials. Remember, Christ in us is our hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. Fasting and prayer took me through the confrontations that I've had with the forces of darkness. And throughout these chapters, you will see how fasting and prayer played a great part in overcoming battles. Now, on the 20th and 4th day of this month, The children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. Nehemiah 9:1-3.